Audio Gravity, episode 505, 15th of August 2010. First link today, tasterate.com, the restaurant guide based on your tastes. I'm not in a predicament, situation, should I say, to be able to go eating and fine dining in restaurants, but if I could, I would definitely go to a bunch of the places that are on here. Fantastic reviews, fantastic feedback on the various different sites, but I think the layout could do with a little bit of work. It does seem a little bit wordy in places and sort of smudges it all together. It could do with a bit more of a clarity lift on the next version. But saying that, I really quite like the filtering that you can do on it. And like I say, the reviews are good that you can get paid cash to do the reviews. So when you're next at a restaurant and it's a particularly expensive one, it might be a good idea to remember, take notes, record little audio snippets, and then feed it back into one of these sites, and they'll pay you for your review. Next link, Twilio.com or Twilo.com, cloud communications. This gets me excited for a number of reasons. The fact that we are now building Asterix style phone systems in the cloud. So there's one on here which has got a developer preview called OpenVBX, which is a modern day flexible open source phone system for business. So telephony in the cloud is quite a big deal. They provide a cloud API for voice and SMS communications. And they've got all the various bits and pieces that you need to be able to do this. Simple, powerful, pay-as-you-go, everything you need in just six simple API building blocks. So, for instance, if you have a radio show, the ability to have a phone system that you can pass people to various sections of your phone infrastructure and leave messages or feedback or competitions or all that sort of stuff. Now being able to do that in the cloud is incredibly powerful stuff. Next link today, 2milechallenge.com, bike to fight climate change. 40% of US urban travel is 2 miles or less. 90% of those trips are made by car. So there's three different teams you can join here, the gold, the red, the blue team, and they all pedal for different charities and alliances. Help us give away 100,000 to highlight our commitment to bike advocacy and the fight against climate change. Awesome, awesome idea. If you're not already using some kind of app to track your exercises, your training, your gym stuff, check out dailymile.com. Also check out Endomondo and also check out Runkeeper. All great different exercise services that have some kind of application that you can use to track your workout schedules. Next link today, weloveastrid.com. Astrid is this simple task recording dashboard for your Android phone. So recently I've been using the HTC Hero, which I really dislike because it's really slow and seems really, really laggy, to the point I had to buy another phone just to be able to make phone calls, which is not a good thing. But one of the things that really stood out that I liked a hell of a lot was the to-do list from Astrid. It's tracking very similar to the way that Google does stuff with their Google Calendar. I just really like the way that they've got this active tasks on board it. You should definitely go and check it out. Next link today, amcharts.com, the best flash charts. Obviously, I don't know how long this is going to last when we've got, you know, the iPad that can't support flash. I don't know if they're going to move forward and make some sort of HTML5 similar version to this. But while people are still using flash for admin systems and backends and stats and stuff, AM Charts is a really good bunch of flash charts. Can bring in CSV or XML content, and you can sort of read it dynamically with generated code from PHP or .NET, Java, Ruby on Rails. And there's a whole bunch of different charts you can get, stock, column, and line, and area. And they're really, really smart, and they're really reasonable. I don't remember how much it was, but I remember that single web license, €85, pretty cheap really for what you can actually do with the charts. And finally, last link, for most of the web animation and effects and scripting bits and pieces that we do across our developments and our websites and our projects, well, we were last year, we've not done so much in the first part of this year. UI3, a developer network, Yahoo's user interface library. If you're really getting to grips with development or CSS and you want to take it to the next level in terms of animation, effects, plugins, various caching or animation, for instance, or maybe you just want some code to be able to drag and drop something from an area on a web page, then go and check out Yahoo's user library because it is extensive and it's very fine-tuned for the up-to-date web developer. That's it today. Cheers. Bye.